Who should I listen to? Three brief stories. Barry. Barry grew up with a cloud over his head. He always seemed to feel bad about things. He did not even realize he had this cloud until he went away to college, where he became aware that he did not feel as bad as he had growing up. After college, he lived at home for a few months while starting a job, until his dad told him he needed to leave. While his dad did not go into much detail, Barry realized that his dad was responding to his mom's constant complaining about all the, actually insignificant, extra work she had to do. To keep the peace, Barry's dad said, "You should go." In his later 20s, Barry realized that no matter what he did, his mom would complain. So Barry finally concluded, why bother trying to make her happy? It won't work anyway. What Barry did not realize was that his lifelong drive to mollify his constantly disgruntled mother had created a pattern of people-pleasing, even when the situation needed him to take a stand or establish boundaries. In his 20s, Barry also began to notice how critical his mother was of his father. Barry's mom ordered his dad around and verbally beat him up when he did something wrong, even in public where many others noticed, and for the smallest things. The main criteria for her to deliver her verbal tongue lashings was whatever irritated her at the moment. She never thanked him for anything. It seemed to get worse as they grew older. Barry seemed to be extra sensitive to criticism. He also felt underappreciated for the good things he did. When he picked up any whiff of rejection, he would go into a funk for days or weeks. It was a merry-go-round of incidents triggering this response. Then something would happen to snap him out of it. But through it all, Barry considered himself a generally positive person, except for these triggered pity party funks. Barry was rather naive and seemed unable to identify the true nature of people, starting with his mother. When he got into the working world, he ran into people who tended to dominate others, but was slow to recognize them and struggled to know how to handle the situations. However, sometimes these people were so outrageous that even Barry could recognize them, but usually only when it was too late. He called one of his bosses Old Neb, after King Nebuchadnezzar, because of the arbitrary arrogance which the boss displayed, including toward Barry. Barry left the secular company to find a way to get more involved in Christian work. He wound up in a ministry environment where a few people had agendas to become famous through building their own personal kingdoms and who sought to capture others in service to their cause. These ministry team leaders repeatedly burned people out in accomplishing project-related goals. When the loyal workers finally left, the ministry leaders were upset, critical, and felt abandoned, when in fact it was their own fault. These ministry leaders were blind to it all. It took Barry quite a bit of time to recognize these leaders for who they were. Barry was repeatedly taken advantage of, but ultimately this subtly toxic environment became the trigger for his ultimate healing. After one particular crisis, Barry was at his wit's end and cried out to the Lord for help.